This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. That company I was talking about would be Procter & Gamble, maker of Tide and Pampers and Crest toothpaste and all sorts of other things. P&G said today its net sales grew 7% in the latest quarter, and the company's premium, aka more expensive products, did especially well in categories like healthcare, grooming, laundry, and baby care, suggesting that plenty of shoppers haven't been all that deterred by higher prices. At least not yet. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
This is not an easy consumer economy to navigate right now, with costs to produce and ship goods soaring and supply chains still messed up. So for Procter & Gamble to push sales and profits way up was a pretty big feat, says Erin Lash at Morningstar.
The firm was able to raise prices, a 5% increase in prices, while also growing volumes. So there wasn't that trade down or pushback at the consumer level.
Meaning consumers didn't look at the high price of Bounty or Tide, then look in their wallet and decide to buy cheaper paper towels or detergent. But this doesn't mean consumers will fork over any amount anywhere, says Arun Sundaram at CFRA Research.
We've seen consumers become more conscious about where they shop. Rather than buying that Bounty paper towel at your local grocery store, heading to a discount store or club store to buy a larger pack size, their cash outlay is greater, but they're getting better value for their buck.
Why are we sticking with the more expensive brands? Well, for one thing, we're still spending pandemic style, says Chris Jackson at polling firm Ipsos. Not going out so much, pampering ourselves.
People are spending more time at home. Maybe you want to spend more on good quality home stuff.
But this is only true of some consumers, says Kayla Brune at public opinion firm Morning Consult.
The consumers driving a lot of the demand for discretionary purchases do tend to be the ones earning a higher income.
Among households earning less than $50,000 a year, more folks are struggling with inflation, says Chris Jackson. They could still be trying to catch up on debts after job and income loss in the pandemic.
That low-income group has recovered a little bit, but it's been much slower, much more fitful. And it's that low-income group that's really the most squeezed by cost increases.
And they're the consumers most likely to trade down to cheaper products or just buy less. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.